Welcome to Shom Machshava on the Daf. We're in Pesachim Daf Lamed Vav. The Gemara in Amud Aleph, in the first half of the page, brings the opinion of Rabbi Akiva that learns from the word Lechem Oini two things. The fact that it's written the word Oini without a Vav, you read it Lechem Oni, a poor man's bread, to teach you that you're not allowed to have a matzah shir, you're not allowed to have the bread mixed with oil, honey, or wine. And the fact that you read it with a Vav, Oini, teaches you that it's matzah she'oinim olov dvorim harbe, as Rashi says, that you say on it the halal and the agodah she'pesach. And the simple on this question is, why does the same word teach me both things? It teaches me that you talk about a lechem oni, that it's a poor man's bread, and also that you have to say on it halal and agodah. To add to that, the next word of the pasuk is, ki bechipazon yotzos omeret yitzrayim. We eat the lechem oni, because we left Eretz Yisrael bechipazon, in a rush, in a hurry. How does that connect to the poor man's bread and to the lechem oini showing him all of dvarim harbe? So I want to suggest one thing today. Obviously, in this topic, the oini and the ani, there's so much toira, starting from Chazal to the Sefer Kabbalah, Sefer Chassidus. But we're going to take one aspect that is brought down in a few svarim and build on top of that, and Be'ez Hashem, continue with this mahalach with a few other places as we go forward in the Masechta. Chazal tell us that Am Yisrael, when they left Mitzrayim, they were not ready to leave. One of the places Chazal tell us, when Am Yisrael was standing on Yam Suf, so the Malachim said, Halalu Oivdei Avodah Zarah, Halalu, they're both Avodah Zarah. Why do they deserve to leave Mitzrayim? And it's brought down in the Arizal, and the Baal Tanya and the Sefer Likutei Torah has a whole shtickle about it, that the whole idea of the Yetzias Mitzrayim was that Kadosh Baruch Hu was Niglo Aleihem. Kadosh Baruch Hu came down and took them out and brought them much higher than the level that they were supposed to be. They didn't deserve to go out. They needed a special Yisarusa Bele'elo, meaning a awakening from above, not in their level, to elevate them and take them out of Mitzrayim. The Leshem speaks, according to that, explains, that's the reason why Am Yisrael went out of Bechipazon. Everybody's bothered. Why did Am Yisrael have to go out in a rush? Couldn't they go out slowly, get prepared earlier? So the Leshem's approach to it is, that when a person is in a much higher level than where he's supposed to be, you need to go in a rush. Similarly, just a simple example, a person goes into a room he doesn't belong to. You open the room, you see you don't belong there. What do? You rush out. So similarly over here, when a person is in a much higher level than his darga, than his level, he needs to get out of there as quick as possible. So Am Yisrael could not experience Yetzias Mitzrayim more than a few moments. They had to do bechipazon to rush out because it's much higher than their level. So with that, Tzaddik says, and others, that that's one of the reasons where you have lechem oni, you have a poor man's bread. The Rishon already discussed the lechem oni is because Am Yisrael and Mitzrayim are suffering. And the Maharal asks on that, that we're talking about a time of Geula. So why do we need to focus on the inui, what we had when we left Mitzrayim? But according to this understanding, the reason why we're focusing here on the inui, on the poor man bread, is not the poor, the poverty that Am Yisrael experienced when they suffered in Mitzrayim, but it's the poverty that Am Yisrael experienced when they left Mitzrayim. Because when they left Mitzrayim, they didn't have that higher level of ruchnius on their own. It needed to come from above. They themselves had nothing. So they were anim. As the Gemara tells us, ein ani, ein ani ela bedas. A true poor man is only bedas, only in the mind. That's where Am Yisrael were when they left Mitzrayim. They were anim, not anim because of the suffering. They're now being redeemed from Mitzrayim, but they're ani in their level of ruchnius, that they weren't there yet. Now one can ask, so why was it so? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu prepare Am Yisrael to be in the higher level of Ruchnius? So when they go out of Mitzrayim, they will deserve it. So here comes a very deep concept. That the Chiddush in Yetzias Mitzrayim was, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed us that in essence, always we need the Siyata Dishmaya. We always need HaKadosh Baruch Hu to get involved. And that we don't have enough on our own. But in Yetzias Mitzrayim, it was clear as crystal. We had nothing, we were ani, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu still took us out. So there was the biggest chiddush, biggest clarity that we need a Kadosh Baruch Hu to succeed in this world, to be able to go to the next level. That's the idea of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Am Yisrael goes down, they don't have anything on their own, and Kadosh Baruch Hu is doing it for them. So Yimele, that's the reason that it says over here, Lechem Ani, meaning it's a poor man's bread, and it says, Lechem Oini, Shoini Mala Dvar Ma'abi. What do you Oini on the Lechem? You say Halel, and you say Agadah. Here is where you Mishabeach to Kadosh Baruch Hu, tell him, oh, Kadosh Baruch Hu, we praise you. We see what you did for us. That all connects to the Ani. Ani and Oini. Ani, that we don't have anything. Everything that we have comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And all that is because Bechibazan Yotzasim Yitzrayim. We left quickly because we're not on that level. So we didn't have anything on our own. We had everything from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's where all these things come together. According to the explanation of the Leshem, all this makes sense and is very fitting. Anyone wants to join the Shur Machshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shurmachshava@gmail.com.